I look forward to the day when all this is full of fans going crazy and Arrowhead Stadium can return to what it was designed to be. In 2012, the Chiefs went 1-7 here, beating only the Carolina Panthers on the first weekend of December. In the last home game of the year, they lose to Andrew Luck and the Indianapolis Colts 20-13 in an odd game in what's been an odd year. If seven's a lucky number, then we got to give a little credit here to Andrew Luck, because it was the seventh time the rookie quarterback has led the Colts to victory in the fourth quarter. That's an all-time NFL rookie record. And he did it on a 7-yard pass to Reggie Wayne. The Chiefs lose this 20-13, but had a shot. In fact, it was the first time in 21 years that Kansas City had two running backs go over 100 yards in the same game. Jamaal Charles went over 200 yards in this game, including an 86-yard touchdown run, the second longest in Chiefs history, second only to his 91-yarder at the end of September against the New Orleans Saints. Peyton Hillis had his best game as a Chief so far, going over 100 yards rushing. And the Chiefs lost 20-13. The last time two running backs went over 100 yards in the same game, it was in this stadium on Monday Night Football when the Chiefs routed the Bills in one of the most famous Arrowhead games of all time, 33-6. This time, it's a loss to the Colts. Kansas City had some critical turnovers. Jamaal Charles, even with 226-yard rushing, fumbled inside the 15-yard line. Brady Quinn threw a touchdown in the end zone. And then late in the game, maybe the most critical play, on fourth down and inches, the Chiefs were driving to at least take the lead, tied at 13 after dominating the third quarter, and Andrew Luck only had one completion in that entire third quarter. But on fourth and inches, a quarterback sneak by Brady Quinn was short. And then the Colts flipped it into a 74-yard drive, ending up in the Luck touchdown to Reggie Wayne. Now Kansas City at 2-13 on the year goes to Denver in a game that appears the Broncos need to have to potentially get the number one seed. Kansas City has never gone an entire year without beating at least one AFC team or an old AFL team dating back to the 53 years of the franchise. There's one more chance to do that. That's next week in Denver. I'm Mitch Holtis, voice of the Chiefs for KCChiefs.com.